He says, don't be conformed. I'm reading out of the passion, out of the Amplified version. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, this way. He says, don't be fashioned out there and adapted to its external, superficial customs. Paul is writing to the church at Rome, and he says, church at Rome, body of believers, followers of Jesus, those who've been justified, do not be fashioned after, adapted to this world, this age, this time period, superficial, external customs, ways of doing things. He says, but instead, be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, even the things which is good and acceptable and perfect in God's sight for you. He says, now that you're born again, now that you're a follower of Jesus, even when the tests, trials, and afflictions and persecutions come upon you, he says, do not be adapted to, do not respond just like the world responds. He says, do not be fashioned after this world's way of doing things. Don't continue to operate in this world's system or this world's way of doing things. He says, but rather, you got to get in the Word. You got to begin to have your mind renewed by the Word of God. You have to begin to sit under the Word. You have to begin to read your Bible. You need to begin to start praying. You need to be able to meditate on the Word day and night so that you can prove what is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. So that when situations and circumstances come about, you know how to respond according to the kingdom of God, not in accordance to what the world says to do.